pleasant, courteous, or kind, if I act that way, the feelings will come. If I do not feel pleasant, courteous, or kind, if I act pleasant, courteous, and kind, those feelings will come. When I do not feel pleasant, courteous, or kind, if I act that way, the feelings will come. This is a truism. It's very, very wonderful. It just reminds us that no matter how tough things are for us, no matter how we're beat down, no matter how people jump on us, no matter how things are not going our way, if we'll just act that way, it'll be that way. What did Jesus say about your adversary? Agree with your adversary quickly, and he becomes your friend, your mentor, your supporter in every way. So, when you don't feel pleasant thoughts, feel pleasant thoughts. Just make yourself feel pleasant thoughts. Just create that about yourself, and all of a sudden you'll be in a pleasant circumstance. And the same with courteous. It's not nice to be courteous to someone who's discourteous. So we're going to be just as discourteous to them as they are to us, which of course creates discourtesy all the way around. And when we're discourteous to other people, they will be more discourteous to us, and then other people who hadn't thought of being discourteous to us will see that we're discourteous, so they'll be discourteous to us, and pretty soon we'll have everybody in the world discourteous to us just because we were objecting to having somebody be discourteous to us. It's a round robin that just does not stop, and it just gathers momentum as it goes, and pretty soon you're in the middle. When I do not feel pleasant, courteous, or kind, that's the time that I should start feeling pleasant, courteous, or kind. Now, how can you feel pleasant when you're not feeling pleasant? What would be one of the ways you'd feel pleasant when you're not feeling pleasant? Does anyone have an immediate thought that comes to their mind? Yes.
Singing affirmations.
Saying an affirmation?
Singing.
Oh, singing. Oh, yeah, yeah. In other words, if you don't feel so happy, you just say, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. And, of course, the day is not starting out beautiful. The rain clouds are up there, and the laundry was out on the line and got all schmutzed up from the dirt in the air that came down with the rain, and you had to do the laundry over again, and you had just put seeds in the garden, and the water came down so heavily that the seeds all washed away. I mean, there's enough to drive anyone mad. And so you just said, oh, what a beautiful morning. I love this rain. There's some good going to come out of this rain. There's some wonderful things coming out of this rain. I wonder what it's going to be, and I am ready to see it. I am ready to hear it, and I love it. I love it. I love it. What's going to happen? You'll have all sorts of good experiences. But you say, oh, that damn rain has messed up my garden. It's taken away my seeds. It's rutting up the roads. It's doing everything. My goodness sakes, I'm going to have so much work to do after this rain. And then think to yourself, the more ruts you have in the road, the less people come to visit you. Because they don't want to go through ruddy roads to come up to see you, you know? And you get more privacy that way. And people who make such beautiful roads leading all around their property are just inviting people to come and visit. And it's interesting that the people at the hardware store would be hearing stories all about the wonderful things we're doing here. Of course, we have our people that we hire to do the work going to the hardware store to buy parts, and so they just have to be a big mouth telling everybody what they're doing and where they're working and what's going on. And I'm sure they have a lot of fun talking about it, but we don't care. We don't care. There's nothing that we have ever done here that is improper or out of line. Everything we have done has been entirely according to the law, entirely according to the rules of the community, entirely according to everything. And there will be people who will try to find fault. But if you empower them by acting mean and nasty, then you just tell the world that those people were right. You are mean and nasty. So it's very important to create in your world the very things that may be missing. And the very things that may be missing are things that you maybe haven't worked on. Now, Ingeborg?
Yes?
Let's work on this together, shall we?
Yes.
How you know what I'm going to talk about. But let's work on this. Let's work on being independently wealthy. Do you think you could handle that?
Yes.
You could handle that. Okay. Now, Ingeborg, would we collect string if we're independently wealthy? Ingeborg, would we keep old napkins and use it for things if we're independently wealthy? I'm serious. I'm real serious. Ingeborg, would we use pencils down to the snubby-dubs when we're independently wealthy? Or would we keep a fresh pencil around and have it to be comfortably to use, you know? And would we worry about spotting the carpet when we're independently wealthy? We clean the carpet. And when the carpet no longer can be cleaned, then we just replace it, right? Mm-hmm. And or we, when we're independently wealthy, we take our dog down to a kennel or to maybe Patricia and have her train the dog to be house trained, okay? And we pay her to do this. And so in 3 years, the dog comes back house trained. And maybe it's been trained to do it in the house rather than out. Mm-hmm. But in any event, you see, if you can afford it, if you're independently wealthy, you could have these things done. Now, I would like to have a little mound right along the north edge of our property, maybe about 30 feet high, you know, just sort of a little mound, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A mound of dirt. And then on top of that, I can run a little fence, you know. And that little mound would be really just lovely. Now, our friend David down there would love it if we had a mound there. For what reason would he love it? Anyone quickly.
For his privacy.
It would, yeah, that's nice too. It would divert the water from his property. You see, if we had a mound there, it would divert the water. And so if David asked us what we're doing, we'd just say, we're building a mound here to divert the water so it doesn't run on your property. And he'd say, you guys are wonderful. And then we keep building the mound, you know. And pretty soon the mound is 6 feet tall, which is what the fence is now. We could take the fence down. but just build the mound, you know, and bring the dirt down, level it out real nice, and make it very pleasant. We'd have to make sure we're not violating the county rules on anything there. But just build that mound there, and that'd be terrific, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because then, I know, you get awful ideas, because then you can build a fence on top of it of 6 feet, you know, and so you'd have a nice 12-foot fence, which would be just terrific to give privacy, you know. But you see, these are things, and then I was thinking of another thing, a little divergence from what we're talking about here, but I was thinking, okay, let's just say all time is now. So in the now that was yesterday, you know, maybe 40 years ago, we built a beautiful wall around the property here, you know, 20 feet, 30 feet high, you know, real nice wall, which is not offensive in any way, it's just a nice wall, like a castle wall, you know. And then we built these buildings like castles, you know. Say we had three or four of these real castles in here, wouldn't it be nice? And but all modern inside, all very modern inside. And then they would come under what clause with the county? The grandfather clause. And so all these things could be there under the grandfather clause without any problem. And so we wouldn't be violating any rules because there were no rules at that time, mm-hmm. you know, toward any of those things. And we could have all these things. Now, why don't we just mentally click our fingers? Why don't we just think these thoughts? And dream these dreams, you know. Now, do you think it'd be nice to have some lovely Scottish, English, well, maybe, the Taj Mahal. Wouldn't that be lovely right here, the Taj Mahal? You know, or something similar to it, you know, something equally creative, equally imaginative. It doesn't have to be in the competition to the Taj Mahal, you know, because we don't really want to have competition. We just want something outstandingly beautiful that we can enjoy. Okay? Now, could we visualize something like that here with all approval? And we'd buy some more land from the BLM there to go back up the valley, you know, to make it sort of flow. And then have these beautiful trees and the beautiful pond all the way down the middle of it, you know. Wouldn't that be something? Wow! Wow, how beautiful. And then, you see, the temple would be so grand for worshiping in and meditating in, you know, just for us and any guests that we'd have. Do you think that people would want to be monks in that monastery? Mm. Not necessarily. Because, you see, they have temples in various countries where people can be monks. And being a monk in those temples is not all that much fun, because the monks don't get to live in all the fancy places. They just get to look at them and keep them up and sweep them, you know, and take care of them. Now, I would like for us to redesign in our mind this monastery. This monastery is a place where each monk is given just as magnificent a place to live as any other monk, or as any other person, you know, whoever. You see, because the Taj Mahal was built to this Maharaja's dead wife, you know, as a monument to her, as a memorial to her. This would be built to the living, so that each one of us would have what would you call it? Beautiful apartment, you might say, you know? And each one looking out across the water, you know, and for meditation. And wow, wouldn't that be exciting? And right here in Southern California, right on the Mexican border virtually, you know. And then we could buy some land on the other side of the border and have a duplicate of it over there, you know, so that it would be on both sides. So people could come from either way to look at it. And what an imaginative idea, you know. And then we would also, since we're doing so well, we would treat that Mexico and the United States annexed each other. You know, they agreed to work together so that it's one big country. And then we wouldn't have to worry about having passports and immigration going over there. But, you see, this is dreaming. This is imagination. Now you say, Herb, that's a bit wild. That's a bit wild. And why? If you can, when you feel unpleasant, feel pleasant. If when you feel not courteous, you could feel courteous. When you feel not kind, you can feel kind. If you can do that, you can create a similar type Taj Mahal here. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Yes.
And we could be even invisible, you know, enjoying everything that we like to enjoy and be invisible, because we're not here to parade around in front of people. That's not our purpose. Our purpose is just to dance like Anita when she came down the stairs and she wasn't properly dressed for greeting visitors, and she saw visitors down below. She just floated back up the staircase and jumped into something and came down to greet them. And, you know, that makes a difference, doesn't it? And when we have this on the internet, that would be interesting too, wouldn't it? Just imagine the dreams that people would have. Actually, this place is the temple, not made by hands. This is a monument to the divine universal beingness, which we all are. And this is grand, more grand than anyone will ever know. And as I remember Unity Farm during its early years, as they were developing a little bit here and a little bit there, it was nothing more than this. It happened to be in the south. It happened to have a lot of rain. It happened to have a lot of trees and other nice things about it. But every place has their uniqueness. Every place. How would you like to live on that one island in Hawaii?
Mm.
50 feet of rain a year.
Great.
Woof! That's a lot of rain. And you think to yourself, how can that handle it? Well, it runs off in the waterfall, going back into the ocean and things like that. But it's fascinating. It's really fascinating. So when we realize, when I do not feel pleasant, courteous, or kind, if I start acting pleasant, courteous, and kind, I will be experiencing that. If I have any dreams, I keep them to myself. We might casually bat them around a little bit here, but the real dream we keep to ourselves. And then we manifest it. Wouldn't it be nice, Ellen, if Anita had the dream of having the Taj Mahal here and didn't tell us, then all of a sudden here it was? Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't it be, you sly one, you know? And what would you create here? What would you create? What magnificent expression would you create here that you're not going to tell us about? And we'll just be so surprised as it manifests. Hmm? Haven't figured it out yet, have you? Working on it.
He doesn't tell us.
Oh, I know what she's thinking about. I know exactly what she's thinking. She is thinking about the gymnophist. gymnosophist. Gymnosophist. A gymnosophist is a Hindu who lives in meditation naked. And that's his teaching, and that's his way of life. And in India, there's many of them. They are in a constant state of meditation, and they never wear any clothes. That's a gymnosophist. And a gymnasium comes from a place where you exercise without clothing, you know, and stuff like that. So you're probably thinking of having a school of gymnosophists here, huh? A school of philosophy, and with you directing the program.
Your school of philosophy sounds already good, yeah.
Oh, she right away, she's picking things out of the air, you know. Okay, that's good. And what about you, Princess? Well, you, Ingeborg, what would you dream for us that you don't want to tell us about? Makes it hard to talk about it, doesn't it?
There you go.
It's
cool, yeah.
Yes? I can imagine. Go ahead.
Park.
Yes, I was going to say a garden. A park. What kind of park? Like the Taj Mahal or something a little less formal?
No, I like there are palms, there are nice trees, exotic trees. There are also fruit, like flowers and the those who climb up.
Oh, come on now, that sounds like Shangri-La.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of everything.
Uh-huh. Sounds great. With a universal temperature, huh? That greets all. Sounds interesting.
During the night can be cool and rainy, but during the day is sunshine.
And Ellen, what about you?
An ocean with a yacht on it.
I was thinking of my island. I don't want to speak of the island. But like we said, the place can be just right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She can have her yacht in the moat of the Taj Mahal, you know.
I have it underneath. I go underneath, and there's the ocean.
Oh.
And it's all open. It's not that it's in the dark or so. It's
Revelations.
It's the ocean underneath.
There are many people who believe that there is another continent of people, so to speak, another world of people within this world.
Oh, yeah, I believe that there's the ocean underneath.
Yeah. Well, when I do not feel pleasant, courteous, or kind, if I act that way, so it is. The feelings will come.
Yeah.
So, put this in motion and watch the miracles happen. Mm-hmm. I love you.